Listen to the interview on fair trade and circle true or false.
Welcome to our interview on fair trade. Our guest today is Andrew Hall, a fervent advocate of human rights and humanity in the workplace and a member of fair trade. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening.
Could you please explain to our audience what the main principles of fair trade are?
Fair trade should guarantee that goods are produced without child labour and slavery.
What do you mean by slavery? Slavery was abolished at the time of Abraham Lincoln, I thought.
You are right, but there is still exploitation in the workplace. Employees have to work too long working hours, and they don't always receive fair wages or don't get fair and fixed prices for their work and their goods. The big companies earn the most, and that's wrong. Working conditions are sometimes very bad, especially for women. Fair trade organizations try to improve working conditions, help workers overcome their poverty, and care for them and their families.
How does fair trade care for the employees or farmers?
For example, workers are given several benefits, such as a good education for their children instead of hard work. The workers are paid sufficient wages and they and their families get medical help. And the most important point is that the farmers are seen as equal partners, not as slaves of economy. They are respected.
That should be a priority, I think.
Yes, it is. The organisations also check their plantations or factories and guarantee humane living and working conditions.
So, fair trade guarantees production without suffering.
Yes, that's the aim. And of course, it fights gender discrimination.
Gender discrimination? What do you mean by that?
It means that women have to work even harder than men and earn far less money. And there's another important factor for humane working conditions.
Which is?
That the workers must not be segregated and lose their contacts. They should be able to have enough free time to participate in village life.
I can imagine that.
There are fair trade organisations that promote a fair social system. They finance water projects, build schools and hospitals. They buy cars, trucks or harvest machinery. They build better roads and provide electricity. And last but not least, fair trade is good for a healthy environment because most plantations do without chemical fertilisers and cut down on pesticides.
Now, let me sum it up. We all do something very good if we buy fair trade products, don't we?
You're right. You should buy the goods, even though they are a bit more expensive. Buying fair trade goods means helping a lot, and you can choose from so many fair trade items.
I know. The shelves of supermarkets are full of them.
So, don't hesitate and buy fair trade goods.
Thank you, Andrew. Talking with you was very interesting and informative. Now we have to say goodbye again, and we're waiting for some music.